Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Valley Falls boys of basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer. Coach, last week, kind of an up and down week. Start off with the loss, come back with the win, starting off with your guys' game versus Jefferson County North. Your thoughts on that game?
I think it just came down to, you know, we just didn't execute in the second half. Give JCN credit because they stuck to their game plan. They did a great job of defending Zach. Held him to his lowest scoring output of the season so far. And we just didn't get enough contribution from other guys. Just didn't score the ball enough. You know, it was a three-point game at halftime and five-point game in the third quarter, and then late in the third quarter they just started to run away with us a little bit. So they did a good job executing, and we didn't as much. And it led for us to have a really solid practice before we played again last night, and a whole lot different outcome last night.
Yeah, it certainly was. You guys went 53-30 against Pleasant Ridge. What were some things that were going right offensively last night that weren't going well this past week?
The biggest thing was scoring in transition. We did a great job of rebounding the basketball. We had four guys between John Frakes, Carter Pickerel, Thayer Coleman, and Zach Evans that had seven rebounds apiece. And we were able to just make them shoot contested shots, get rebounds, get it on the outlet, and take off on the run. Led for us to, you know, get some easy buckets. We forced a lot of turnovers last night, which was big for us, and really got our offense going, and I was really, really proud and pleased of the guys' effort last night.
And Coach, tell me about Zach's performance last night. I heard he had a pretty big evening.
Hey, Zach had a tremendous game. He did, when I mentioned us scoring well in transition, it basically came down to, you know, his teammates giving him the ball in space. He matched his season high with 28, and just really, really did a great job. He was 6-6 from the free throw line. But his teammates understanding where and when he needed to get the ball was a huge factor for us.
Yeah, and now you guys take on a Moorhill Mount Academy team that's first in the league, and you guys are really hoping to get a big upset here coming up.
Well, yeah, Moorhill is always a tough place to play at their place. They're really grooving right now. They're playing really well. You know, looking at their stats, they're sharing the ball. It's just not one or two guys that are doing the damage. It's a complete team effort. So it's hard to scout teams like that because they've got such a versatile group. But, you know, we're starting to move the right direction. You know, we're still working on getting back to full strength, hoping to get Dylan back in the next couple games to get us back to where I think we can be. But I'm proud of the way the guys have progressed. You know, playing well last night is a big indication on how we're progressing as a team without him, and it's only going to make us stronger down the road. So if we can play with effort and a great attitude on Friday, we'll be a competitive team.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck coming up.
All right, Jared. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
That was Valley Falls head boys basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chat.